Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God will return soon, and it's going to be a blessing for all those who are in the kingdom of God. And the Lord has a plan to, there will be many that will be saved, there will be many that will not be saved. They chose not to. But the Lord is still working with those whom he can until the time runs out. And I thank the Lord for his plan. There is even a plan in place for those who end up left after the rapture happens, which it will. God is so good. People are so untoward. He didn't have to save us in the first place, but he did, because he loves us. Now, Satan don't. He don't love anybody. He loves his own ambitions. But God loves you and me and others. Even men that have run from him and rebelled against him in their running. But he knew that we're running without all the facts. And when people are running without all the facts, God has mercy on them. Adam didn't have all the facts. He knew the difference between not good and evil, but he didn't have all the facts. So God saved him. God made a covenant that he would redeem man. In the first mention of it, he said that the seed of woman would bruise the serpent's head and the serpent would bruise his heel. And Jesus came. He's the seed of woman. And he bruised Satan's head. Satan bruised his heel. And now we have salvation through Christ. Remember, this is a fallen world because Adam fell away from the plan of God. And God has places where the people didn't fall away. That's surprising to science, because science wants to think that this is the only piece of real estate in the whole universe with life on it. But that's ridiculous. God never stopped making planets and people. He loves his people. And he made, that was a society right here on this earth before he made Adam. That's why God told Adam to replenish the earth. But man went wrong. And this is a fallen world. But Jesus Christ raised us up. And now what we have are those who believed on Christ, on Jesus Christ, and they've been transferred into the kingdom of God. Though they didn't go anywhere to another place, see, the kingdom of God is without observation. It's wherever those who believe on Jesus is. That's what it's wherever those who are in covenant with God is. They operate by the kingdom of God, by the kingdom of heaven, with greater rules, with living rules. And you can understand it, because it is spiritually discerned. You can know it spiritually and operate naturally. But those who never got saved, they don't know what it's like. There's nothing in the world that can represent what life in God is really like. Except the nature of the way God made things to be. They give you clues. But until a man gets saved for himself, he can't know what it's like. You know, when people ride the bus, somebody on the bus may have believed on Jesus Christ, and they're living. They have assurance that they'll live forever. They have a witness within, and they know that they're going to live forever. And they can be sitting on that bus having a conversation with the Lord, and nobody knows it, because they can speak to him spirit to spirit. And the person right next to him, they may have never believed on Jesus Christ. They may be older or younger. But they don't know what's going on next to them. The person next to them is full of life. Unless they speak, unless they tell the other person, both people look the same. You can't tell that one's in one kingdom and the other one's in another kingdom. And the mindset becomes so much greater when you believe on Jesus Christ, because you can renew your mind. The other person is stuck with the same mindset. And until they see greater light, they'll stay in that mindset. See, living the light is one of our best ministering tools. The daily life we live. Like we said in the last broadcast, your daily routine can be a message to many people. And it is, if you love God. If you just live according to His love, your daily routine can get people saved. Your daily kindness, your daily wisdom, your daily devotion towards the Lord. You're sincere in your heart towards the Lord. You love Him. And you reach out to Him. He gives you wisdom. And see, God is not wasteful. Whatever you give Him, He's going to use it. Even if it's a little bit, and especially if it's a lot. But people sitting right next to each other, they can't tell what's on the inside. Sometimes the person sitting next to you may have thoughts of suicide. They may see no way out. And the Lord knows it. And He can cause you to say the perfect thing that will make the difference. And He can even do it without you realizing. You may say something make a statement that can open their eyes. And they won't kill themselves. And they'll look at life in a better way. That's the power of the life of God. When I had my shop, that was Odie Berry came to visit. And he was about to leave in his van. And one of my customers, her name was Laquita, she pulled up behind him. And the Lord told Odie Berry that death was sneaking up on him. And he got out and he counseled that girl. Now, I don't know if it was suicide or the enemy had a plot to kill her life. But he got out and by the move of the Holy Spirit, by the knowledge of the Holy Spirit, he got out and had a conversation with her to build her up. And when he said that death was sneaking up on her, then I told Satan, you're not killing her. You're not going to kill her in Jesus' name. Because the spirit of death, you know, that was a time that the enemy sent a spirit of death to kill me. And the Lord told me. And I saw Mr. Austin praying for me, and he did. And he prayed for me in the spirit. And when I left his house, I didn't sense the spirit of death anymore. Now, this is a spiritual world. Don't be so surprised that these things happen. And we have to, we're not sitting ducks. We are the people of God. And we're supposed to take authority over the enemy. We're supposed to live according to God's word. And we're supposed to go forward in the Lord, representing the kingdom of God in all that we do. And we don't have to fail. And I'm not failing. I'm going to live. I'm going to do all that's in God's heart for me to do. That's my confession. That's what I always say. And that's what I always mean. And the Lord loves us. He has so much to say to us. Good things in store. Great things. Now, the people who will be left after the tribulation, there are those who rejected God and every chance they got. And I believe that those that knew better and did worse, I believe they'll be deceived by the beast and the false prophet. But there are those who never heard. And there are those that never understood. So the Lord is going to send 144,000 Jews to go out and take the gospel everywhere. And there are going to be 12,000 from every tribe. And they're going to do their job. Now, in the middle of the tribulation period, they're not going to be on the earth. You'll see them in heaven. So some people believe there's a mid-trib, the rapture will be in the middle of the tribulation. Well, in the middle of the tribulation, they get raptured. And the people who believe on God, I believe that they'll be raptured, and the people that listen to them will be raptured. And then the worst of the tribulation will happen. And it's going to be so bad that you're not going to want to be here. Because God is mightily moving by His Spirit. And He's going to take us forward in life. He's going to help us to see what we normally couldn't see. But in the middle of the tribulation period, the earth won't look like it does now. It's going to be an earthquake so bad that there was never, ever an earthquake such as this one since man has been on earth. One scripture said that all the islands will be underwater. They're going to disappear, all of them. That's a bad earthquake, folks. That water would be turned to blood. They killed God's people, and now God's going to give them blood to drink. All the streams and rivers, blood. And then the ocean will be like the blood of a dead man. Everything in the ocean will die. Every navy will be dead in their boats and submarines. It's not going to be good, folks. It's going to be terrible. It happened before. The Nile was turned to blood in the sight of Pharaoh and all of Egypt. It's time for people to wake up. You can't win trying to resist God. Now, everybody in Satan's kingdom, everybody that's part of the world system, which is headed by Satan, if he goes down, they go down. And he's gone down, so those in that kingdom will fail with him. In Isaiah 14 said, the people will narrowly look upon him. Their gaze will be fixed on it and say, is this the man that weakened the nations? He did everything against the nations of God. He betrayed everyone. And many people will have fallen because of it. Some people, they love the world system. They love pride, arrogance, strife, debate. They're unreasonable. They won't listen. And they rejected Jesus Christ. And the tribulation will happen because people rejected Jesus Christ. And they will be punished for it. Disconnected from God forever, because they wanted a false way. So they have a false alternative. But those who live, God loves. God loves everybody. He dedicated himself to everybody. But people that wouldn't get saved, there was nothing he could do for them. They chose not to live. They chose the way of death. And sometimes people choose the way of death. It's not God's fault. It's not God's will. He loves us. He cares for us. He wants us to grow. He wants us to know Him. And He wants us to go forward in Him. But they that love death will see a bitter end. And until people go back to the ways of God and learn to live, they'll be just like the bus rider. They'll sit there and not know what can be. Or they'll live according to the kingdom. Or they'll get to know the Lord, and by their faith, they'll live in the kingdom of God. Everybody's welcome. Jesus said, whoever will, let them come. So people like to throw it back to God, like, well, if He wants me, I get saved. It doesn't work that way. If you want to be saved, you believe on Jesus Christ. When the Lord knows that people will, when He knows that there are people that will get saved, He set things up so they can. He sent people, He sent laborers to them, and they hear the gospel, and they want it, and they believe every time. Nobody is forced to get saved. There are parents that pray for their hard-headed children, and they always ask the Lord to save them and watch over them, and He does the best He can with what He has to work with. And because people pray, see, prayer helps, but it doesn't solve the whole problem. Their prayers, they at the right moments, people say the right things they need to hear to develop faith in them. It's good that we pray for each other. And when the Lord puts on your heart to say things, you got to obey Him. You got to trust Him. Because when the Lord put things on your heart, just like the person on the bus, one's about to commit suicide, one's in the kingdom of God. Sometimes the Lord prompts people to, He put things on people's hearts, and they hold it. They quench the spirit. The Lord has a fire of hope, a word of hope, a word of faith to bless somebody, a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom. And sometimes the people of God, they fail to speak it. That's why I say I'll do all that's in His heart. I don't want there to be a time that I could be saying something and I shut up. I don't want there to be a moment where somebody is sitting there about to commit suicide, or I could speak a word that can help them live forever, and I don't say anything. It happens. A lot of Christians do that. And sometimes they're just so disconnected and unaware of what God is doing, the Lord can't get their attention. That's why we have to receive the Word of God. The Word of God helps us to be able to do what we normally couldn't do. The Word of God gives us the strength to notice the Lord. If we're seeking Him anyway and have a conversation with Him, then He can plainly tell us what to say, and we'll say it. But God is so good. Sometimes, for the sake of some, He calls people to say things they need to say. They don't realize it's a word from the Lord. They just happen to say the right thing at the right moment. You know, but they're so weak. They're Christians, but they're just weak. And the Lord have to just say things. He have to use them without their knowledge. And it happens. And sometimes people are strong in the Lord, and the Lord will give them a word, and they'll speak it. And sometimes they quench the spirit. Jesus said, don't hide the light. And sometimes people just go hide the light anyway. They hide under a bushel. you take the candlestick and close it off. And light is what people need. That's what helps people see. That's what solves doubt. When Daniel spoke a word, they said, get Daniel. He'll speak a word and he solves doubts. He gives people insight. Because he had a relationship with the Lord and he submitted himself. He trusted the Lord in spirit and in truth. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.